You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ Family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Well, I hope you are ready because I'm not. I have no clue what we're doing.
I mean, I'm here. It doesn't mean I know what we're doing.
You said you're ready.
Well, I mean, I'm ready to.
You ready?
To follow your lead, my dear.
Mm-hmm. All right, we do have a lot to talk about this week because we have to follow up on last week. Something evidently took place that caused a little controversy, not exactly sure why, just business as usual. But please go listen to the other podcasts on the Ace and TJ Family. Do you know all of them, Jody? Can you name them by now?
Name them all.
We do this every week. Okay, what is what's the first one we talk about?
Ace at Large.
Okay. Then
In the Loop.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Alexis
does that one, yeah. Uh-huh.
Riggins.
His is called The Hangover.
The Hangover.
Mm-hmm. Rob's is Nerd News, obviously.
Nerd News, yeah.
Should be Turd News, because he's a turd.
Uh-huh. And then That Dating Girl.
Mm-hmm. And that's the name of it, That Dating Girl.
What's the name of it?
Why I'm Single.
Oh, Why I'm Single.
And if you're not listening to the Share Funny podcast,
Oh, yeah.
Then you're really, really missing out.
I really love that.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I really, really do.
Does it remind you of what our show used to sound like when we could talk all we wanted?
I mean, Riggins is so funny on that.
Oh, of course.
I'm just kidding. You're funny. No, it's funny. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it reminds me of how it used to be in the old days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Freedom.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just get a little whiff of freedom.
A little hour whiff. Mm-hmm.
And we can cuss on there. We don't get too crazy with the cussing, but we...
You do, you know. Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes you got a little filthy mouth on there.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you even said one day, I think it was, I don't know if it was this week or last week, you said, oh, I'm cussing too much. Like, you were even
because
aware.
I was just saying the S word a lot. I mean, it's not... When I mean, we're not saying the F word and all that kind of stuff.
No, it's really good, though.
Yeah.
Funny.
Thank you.
Share funny.
Are you just saying that because you're trying to get paid off of it?
No, I think it's super funny. Oh. You know, I would not say it if I didn't think it.
No, I know. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. She's not going to spare maybe other people's feelings, but not mine.
I do love that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into our stuff and, you know, deal with the controversy. There are some things that you need to know about, Jody, basically,
okay.
About last week's podcast.
All right.
Okay. We'll get into it next.
TJ and Jody's house.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's house.
All right, welcome back. Here we go with the meat of the podcast. This is the big chunk. With no interruptions, except when Jody interrupts me.
I do not.
My voice sounds really weak today. Oh.
You've only worked 2 days. Why is it already weak?
Well, because I've been talking for 4 hours already.
Okay.
You know, and I don't like to talk.
Oh, I know.
People don't realize that. They think that because I talk for a living that I like to talk. I don't.
Nope.
And I don't like attention. I don't like all that.
Yeah.
You know I don't.
Okay.
I don't like birthday type attention. You know, when it's just focused on me.
Mm-hmm.
I like entertaining kind of attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, after last week's podcast, which I had to be reminded of what we talked about even, a lot of people were talking about how funny it was and how on edge they were listening to it. And the general consensus, Jody, is that you are unreasonable and very, very mean to me.
Okay. I don't care.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Everybody said that.
I will.
Everybody Sorry said that. You're mean and you don't appreciate
me. I'm not mean. I do appreciate you, but you are a pain.
Do you even remember what we talk about?
No.
Okay, I didn't either. They had to remind me because Riggins was talking about how funny it was. And the reason why is because we record the podcast on Thursday and then it doesn't air until Monday. And then by then, I've forgotten about it. I almost forget every time to put on social media for people to go listen to it.
Ooh, I did forget.
You didn't do it this week?
Oops.
But evidently, we got in, like, we were fighting.
We were.
About the turkey sausage or something.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody said you were being unreasonable.
No, I bet not everybody said that. Mm. And I bet a lot of people said you are being like a 2-year-old.
No.
Yep. Yeah,
they didn't.
Funny how you don't
to tell you, but they didn't.
Yeah, well, funny how you don't want me to see any comments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, some lady sent you an email today to the acetj@acetj.com email address. She said that she listens to the podcast and said that you wanted to hear from people, so she was sending you an email.
Oh,
but she wanted a list of recommendations to eat and places like that in Destin.
Okay.
Which is what everybody asks you for.
I don't mind.
No.
What was her name?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, that's sweet that she
very
sent an email, mm-hmm. but I'll be happy mm-hmm. to help her once you get me the information.
Yeah. I'll have to get that from Rob.
Mm, my goodness.
Yeah.
It might be next week before I can get to that. But
yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. So I thought being the selfless broadcaster that I am, I thought, Jody, that I could set you up with home run material at my expense if you want to tell everybody about our Saturday, this past Saturday.
What about it? I don't even know what I'm supposed to say.
Because I said I wasn't going to drink much.
Mm-hmm.
And because usually when we went out on the boat with our friends, my little friend Jenny and her husband Michael, and
which today's her birthday.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Jenny.
Well, it's not today. Today, the day we're recording it, is her birthday. But when this airs,
recording. Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
so you know, I said I wasn't going to drink much because usually when we go out on the boat, and I'm trying not to just feel all weighed down and drinking a bunch of beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll drink liquor drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I wasn't going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the weekend before, you had so much more pep in your step on Monday because you had laid around all weekend because I was not feeling well. We go out Saturday and get on the boat. Of course, I'm not drinking because I don't want to do anything that's going to trigger a headache. I'm kind of waiting. And you bring a whole Yeti full of stuff. And you're drinking Truly's one right after the other, beer one right after the other. Didn't even realize, you said the next day, did we run out of beer? We had stopped somewhere to get more beer because we ran out.
But that wasn't because of me. That was Jenny and the other guy we had on the boat and Michael. They were drinking all the beer. I only took, in our Yeti, I took 6 beers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, again, I wasn't going to be drinking any liquor.
Mm-hmm. And then, so you did that. And then we ended up at a Mexican restaurant that night with you falling asleep on the wall.
And Jody was driving.
Yeah, I was driving.
She didn't drink.
No. And then the next day.
I wasn't falling asleep on the wall.
Yes, you were.
No, I was.
Yeah, you had your head on the wall asleep. And then you wanted to start arguing with me about something that I was like, this is not the time or place. Don't start arguing with me here in a restaurant.
Are you kidding? Well, about what?
About me getting an antibody test.
Oh.
And I was about to punch you in the throat.
When I said you didn't need to be paying,
and you kept going,
paying for an
we're
antibody
paying
test.
For that. I mean, you were just so awful.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
Oh,
sober
and you
or not.
And you kept on and on, and I was trying to ignore you because I knew the state you were in. And finally, I just said, "Stop it! This is not the time or place."
But I can't believe I could get in that state by drinking Truly's and beer.
Truly, it has a lot of alcohol content.
But it's girl alcohol.
It doesn't. Well, clearly, it's affected you.
Girl, it had me spinning.
And then you said, all of a sudden, you looked at Jenny and you were like, "I need something sweet." That's what happens. Once you start eating, when you've been drinking, it's like it's just on. You're gonna eat everything in sight that you can find.
My cheat meal. Well, you remember, even at lunch, I had a sandwich wrapped in lettuce.
Yeah, which was fine.
Yeah.
And then you said, "I got to go get something sweet." So you sling the door out open and you take off walking down to Publix and tell her to come on.
Yeah, it's in the little Mexican place is in the same shopping center with a Publix. So it wasn't like we were crossing the street or anything.
And then I'm still there with Michael, her husband, Lainey, and her boyfriend, Joseph. And then the next thing I know, you send me a text and you said, "Come on, damn."
Because I thought y'all were right behind us. You'd already paid the check.
Yeah, but then our waiter came and brought three more beers. Y'all, and two of you weren't there. Nobody ordered them. So then Michael's sitting there drinking three beers. And so you said, "Come on, damn." That's the exact text. And I said, "Walk, damn."
And we walked out of Publix. Thinking that y'all were going to be there to pick us up because you were leaving. All that was left to be done was for you to grab your purse and walk out. You had signed the check and everything.
You said, "I'm at the car." I was like, ugh. So I go out there and let you in the car, and y'all had donuts and cupcakes and a cookie cake to be decorated. I mean, it was ridiculous. So
little Debbie oatmeal cream pies.
That's all I wanted.
Jenny got up all the rest of that stuff.
Anyway. Then we went back to the house. You ate your buffet of desserts. And the next thing I knew, you were in the chair snoring so loudly. The next day, you looked like a train wreck. Your eyes were watery, bloodshot. We went to lunch with Jenny and Michael the next day. And you were silent, sitting there.
I was just taking it all in.
You were a mess.
I was letting everybody else talk.
You were a mess.
I don't need to have
you
the attention.
You know, you're
all
too
time.
Old. They're a lot younger than us, and you've got to pace yourself.
I thought I was by not drinking liquor.
Well, lesson learned.
But don't tell anybody I got drunk on Trulies.
I know. Sick. But anyway.
Well, they made those new, they came out with those fruit punch ones, those Truly Punch. And there's the fruit punch, there's the tropical punch, there's the berry punch, and a citrus punch.
Right.
And I was punching them all.
Oh, I know. You are.
But so the problem is that I should be eating a lot throughout the day, not just waiting on the one meal.
But you can eat healthy throughout the day. You don't have to eat junk throughout the day.
Sure.
Because then that's going to make you tired and sluggish and all that too.
Well, the Sunday before that, when we went around,
ugh,
and
you made yourself sick again.
Yeah,
you do it all the time.
I know, but I mean, not sick is not throwing up sick.
No,
but that Monday I had the diarrhea.
Gross.
I did.
Well, it's because you eat at crap.
I had that at work.
Stop eating crap.
Ugh. I'm okay. I'm not eating any more crap.
You say that all the time. And then you get a few Trulies down, you girly. Yeah. And then you're just eating all kinds of little snack cakes, little Debbies, everything.
Well, the thing is, then I need to go back to liquor.
Whatever. Do what you got to do.
Not drink all those Trulies. And but they're so delicious.
And don't guzzle them. My gosh.
I can't help it, girl. It's really like drinking punch.
Well, girl, you need to pace yourself. Goodness sakes. But I didn't get frustrated or mad. I drove everybody around.
You're good about that.
I was laughing. Came home. They were all down there eating their buffet of desserts. I ran upstairs, took a nice shower, washed my hair, dried it.
Yeah, we've told y'all before that no matter what's going on, Jody's going to go at least take off her makeup and get in her pajamas.
It's a full-on shower,
the whole thing.
Washed hair, dried it, put on my pajamas. Yeah. Came down fresh as a daisy.
I wasn't supposed to tell anybody how much dollars worth of sweets we got at the store, but I'm gonna tell you anyway.
I can only imagine.
It was over $30.
That's ridiculous. I know, and y'all are not good influences on each other when it comes to that.
But yeah, and the thing though is that Jenny works out five times a day and owns a gym.
And she's the size of a Polly Pocket.
Yeah, and she's tiny.
Yeah.
And she can eat anything and as much of anything as she wants.
That doesn't mean you do
it. I can't.
Right. And I don't either. Mm. If I ate what she ate and drank what she drank, oh, I wouldn't be able to get in this room.
Mm. She's very cute, though.
Well, she's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's got to... How are you going to handle it from now on? Are you going to...
What do you mean from now on? What are you talking
about? Like when we're with them. Are you going to pace yourself? Or
I mean, we've been friends with them and hanging out with them about every night for 3 years, so...
I know, but you
why
normally
do I have to
pace,
change now?
But you normally will not go crazy, but the last few times you've kind of gone...
But the last trip we took with them, you went crazy because it was for your birthday. You were the one hammered.
Yeah. Well, I had fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to pace yourself.
I do.
It's like you got these headaches and everything, so now you're all high and mighty looking down.
I am
down.
Not high and mighty. You better be glad I had those headaches because I drove y'all's sorry butts around.
Well, we could have gotten an Uber. Or
oh, yeah. Good luck getting an Uber.
We have a 17-year-old that could have been driving us.
Whatever. How about thank you, Jody?
I did say thank you.
Okay.
I don't know whether it was where you could hear it.
All right.
You got see, look, it's all about you.
It's not all about
it's always
me.
Always about you. Look how great I am. I was a designated driver for once. We didn't have to pour you into the car.
Pour me? And you never have to pour me
into
the car.
No, please.
Give me a break.
Everybody knows.
Okay.
Everybody knows about
you. All right.
So we're going off this weekend, too. And this is going to be a long weekend of fun and frivolity. Is that what you're talking about? How am I going to pace myself this weekend?
Yep.
I don't know. Because if I pace myself too much, Jenny gets mad. Why'd you quit drinking? You know, she's a bully.
Okay. Well, you say, well, do you want me to be able to function the next day and do this again?
She starts calling me names, challenging my manhood.
You scared of her?
No, I just don't. I just don't like I don't like anybody thinking that I'm not a man. He man can handle it.
Yeah, Mr. Truly.
I mean, I'll kill a Truly and nobody's. Anybody knows what's going on. I'll kick a Truly's ass.
Yeah. Yeah, should be a fun time.
Well, I'll pace myself more on the food. I think that's what gets me. That's what makes me so tired and everything.
Is that what we're going to go with? It's everything.
But you want to know what I ate the other night when it was finally my cheat meal time when we were at Mexico?
I saw.
2 beef burritos covered in red sauce and queso, sprinkled heavily with cilantro because I love it. A.K.A. cilantro. And then a soft taco. That's all I had. And a bunch of chips.
And so many chips and dip. And a margarita.
Yeah.
As big as your head.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they brought to me. I didn't know.
The margarita in itself is, you know how many calories are in that?
I don't care.
1 million.
But yeah, I know. I know about nutrition and stuff.
I know.
Hey,
and
like
then
you're telling me something.
Okay. Right.
But it's not like I'm sitting there drinking it going, oh, I wonder if this is fattening. I mean, I know
it's just that when you act like a cheat meal, you act like you are never going to get food again.
I may not.
You will. It just won't be crap food.
Mm. And I went right back to eating non-crap food the next day. So there. I ate non-crap food.
Because you barely could open your mouth and put food in it.
I ate non-crap food all week. Up until dinner Saturday night, and I ate crap food Saturday dinner, and then right back on it the next day.
Mm-hmm. Well, since we're
plus
going,
my stomach was kind of weak.
Well, where we're going, I'll have so much seafood. You could do like fish and stuff.
Yeah, I know how to do it if I want to, but I may not want to. I may want to.
All right. Well, then when you can't function and you feel like crap and you can't move and your eyes are bloodshot and you don't sleep well, then we'll know why.
I'll just drink some extra water. That's all you got to do. Flush it out. I'll eat a raw jalapeno or something.
Just, ew.
Just clean myself right out.
Gross. So nasty.
Hey, if the calories aren't in you very long, you don't gain weight.
You're nasty. Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Anyway, that was a fun night.
Yeah. It was.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've ruined it.
How'd I ruin it? I think you thoroughly enjoyed yourself.
I know, but now you're trying to make me feel bad about it.
I don't make you feel bad. Mm. That's on you, buddy.
Yeah. It's on you, buddy.
On you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what have you been doing this week that I don't know about? That's not boring.
That you don't know about?
Yeah. Like, we come in sharing the same experiences and all. What have you done?
Same old thing I always do. I went and worked out yesterday. First time back in a couple weeks. Went grocery shopping.
Headaches are okay after I gave you the shot.
Headaches are good. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Had to go return some stuff that you couldn't use from Zappos. I mean, Mike.
Now, I do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. The fact that you do that.
Because you wouldn't.
No, I would not.
And I had to go return something from TJ Maxx that you bought.
Well, I can't help if it didn't fit. They don't let you try it on.
I know, but you give me crap for going there.
COVID.
And then, what else did I do yesterday? I don't even remember. And then
you were in kind of a mood yesterday.
I just had things to do.
Yeah, you were not nice.
I had things to do.
I attributed it to the yellow workout clothes you were wearing. Just saying. Evidently, yellow makes you where you're not in a good mood.
Are you saying that because you didn't like it?
No, I did like it. I've never disliked anything you wear ever, except one time. At one point in our time together, mm-hmm. she used to wear these velvet overalls, and they were hideous.
So you
and I've never. That's the only thing I've ever said I didn't like.
Well, can I tell you a secret? So there's one thing you have that I don't like that you wear.
Oh, now?
Yeah. Just one.
What?
I mean, I really don't like it. I don't know why, but it just bothers me.
What?
If you were going to guess, what would you guess?
That navy tie-dye shirt.
How did you know? How did you know that?
It's navy on the top.
Do I make a face when you wear it?
I've seen you kind of.
I want to burn that thing. And then you went and bought another one kind of like it.
But it's not the same.
It's kind of the same. And then I was thinking to myself.
Is it the pattern that you don't like?
Yeah, I don't like that big tie-dye.
Okay, so it's blue. It's navy across the top and then white in the middle and then navy at the bottom.
I hate it.
And then you did make a sound when I brought that in the other day, too. You,
I was thinking, what is the deal with you and the tie-dye? Well, you in the know middle? Why?
Because you said all you bring in to wear is black and gray. You only wear black or gray, black or gray. So I come in thinking, oh, this is gonna be good. I said, look what I got. None of it's black. Uh-huh. I got these.
I liked everything else.
I got all these shirts, and not a one of them is black.
I liked everything
else.
And then
I pull that one out, and you're like, oh
my god,
you think that's gonna fit? And it was, now I know you're thinking, I hope that doesn't fit.
It's like, you know, that beach towel that you have that I hate, that you won't get rid of, and it's gross. Like, you could probably cut yourself on it. It's so thin. It was like something you got at a souvenir store in Destin 25 years ago.
It's huge.
If I could burn that along with that tie-dye shirt.
So
I'm just cracking up that you know what shirt.
Well, because you can't hide anything that you don't like. You know, everybody knows.
I just never would
have
thought.
From your expressions and your.
Oh my gosh, that is so flipping funny that you knew what shirt.
Okay, well.
Okay, so stop wearing it.
Well, I don't
or just cut the line where you're in there like a half shirt.
Yeah, that'll look good. So with the new one that I bought, it's not exactly the same pattern and everything. I bought that to wear this weekend on our trip. So you might just have to deal with it.
I bet you packed
I've already
that.
Packed it.
Did you pack that navy one too? Oh my gosh, you better
I don't,
not.
I don't think I packed that navy one.
Don't let me wash that. It might get a hole in it.
Well, I barely wear it out though. And you know,
you wear it all the time.
I wore that to work one day. And
somebody said, ew.
Yeah, they know. They said, oh, I love that shirt.
That was sarcastic.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was, I love that shirt. Yeah, and then they were like, ugh.
It was truth.
Who said that?
I believe it was the that sweet girl on the country station.
Oh, she was just being nice.
Yeah, probably.
Bless so. Her.
She's a good Christian.
She's
girl,
thinking, oh, why is he wearing that again?
Maybe I caught her staring.
Hey,
at
I love that shirt every time you wear it. every time you wear it. I love it. You wear it at least once a week.
Yeah. I wear it around the house. I don't wear it.
Believe
out.
Me, I
don't
wear know it, you but do.
As a lounging shirt, I don't wear it out once a week.
Gosh, you come down with that, I'm like, oof. I just cannot. I really cannot get over that you knew that.
Well, yes, you can. I mean,
of
you
all
know
the shirts that you have.
Do you ever see something or hear something that you don't like, that you don't have an expression on your face that tells everybody you don't like it? No.
So, like, what will my face be when I?
Well, I mean, we can't do it.
But
on
you
the radio.
Do it for me right now.
Yeah. Just kind of eyes back, like
in a deep
as
breath,
as if you're saying. It's that face you would make if you went, ooh.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. You wearing that today?
Or are you going, mm, oh, you sure about that?
Are you wearing that again? And then I always think, please let him get a stain on it or something. Where he has
to change. Well, I mean, I could throw it away because I think it was $6 at Target.
Good. So. It looks it.
Anyway, I bought it just as a comfy shirt.
You love that shirt.
I do. It's soft.
Well, okay.
But, I mean, I'm not going to continue to wear something that I know you hate.
I'm sorry.
That's just, fine. But that other one,
other shirts that you have,
but that other
so
one that I
nicer.
Just bought yesterday is going to have to go on the trip. It's going to have to do it. I'm sorry.
He's got to get that little tie dye line right in the middle.
But it's not really like a traditional tie-dye. Mm. So what about that? Okay.
Let's take a picture of it.
Is it that pattern where uh-huh. it's three different colors?
I just don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the one you're going to have to deal with at least through the weekend.
Well, okay. You won't know.
Oh, of course.
But you really haven't packed the navy one?
Maybe I have.
Oh,
I don't
gosh.
Know.
I bet you did.
I may have packed it just to, you know.
Oh, I bet you did.
Wear it with my khaki shorts because it is navy. Yeah. And again, all the comments this week are going to be how mean you are.
I don't know. They're not. No.
At least what you wore that I didn't like was back when we first got married.
I'm sure I've worn like, things you don't like.
Uh-uh.
Yes, no, you silly head.
Really haven't.
Mm-hmm.
As I've always said, I've never had a problem with the way you look.
Right.
It's the right. way you act.
Okay.
Okay. That brings the problems.
Oh. Listen, that's not a big deal.
What?
That I don't like the shirt.
No, I don't care.
Who cares?
I'm still going
to
wear it.
You obviously don't care because you've seen my face and you continue to wear it every week.
Well, I was just hoping that you weren't being mean. But I should have known better.
I love how this conversation led into that. I've been wanting to get that off my chest.
Well, good. You did. Glad you could. I feel great.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Okay, we're back. And you know what? What people love that do, like the three people that listen to this podcast, you know what they love?
What?
Is that if they listen to the radio show,
mm-hmm.
they're used to me doing all the picking on people.
Right.
And they love the fact that you pick on me.
Right.
And I let you get away with it.
Right. You let me.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
So here's another thing, though, that I just thought about during the break.
Uh-oh.
You gripe if I go buy something
mm-hmm.
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So then you gripe about what I buy on top of that. So are you going to have to start going with me to pick out? Because you've never been one of those. It's never been a situation with us where the wife picks out the husband's clothes and all of that stuff.
No, but I might need to go next time.
Just because I got a tie-dye shirt you don't like?
Well, I don't know. You have a tendency to kind of lean towards the same stuff.
Right. black and gray. That's why I go get different colors. And then now I go get different colors. You don't like that.
I don't know. Maybe I should. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't gripe because you go shopping.
Yes, you do.
No, I gripe because you buy the same stuff.
Hmm.
And tons of it. Like, you'll just get on a roll. And every day, I'm buying this, I'm buying this, I'm buying this, I'm buying this, I'm buying this. And it's the same kind of stuff that you're buying.
Yeah, but it's all of it's cheap. I mean, I haven't bought really expensive clothes since I've been fat, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, yeah, I think maybe we should do a little shopping together.
Okay. You know, I'm all for that.
Yeah, I know.
But let's do it online.
Okay.
I don't want to go in a store.
I know, it's
weird. Then you can't try on stuff anyway. And
yeah, can you still not with the mandate stuff lifted or what?
Well, I was in there yesterday. Or was it the day before yesterday? Whatever day it was. Saturday. So 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And you couldn't.
Okay.
But I went again yesterday, too.
See what I mean? See how you do?
But I didn't get everything I needed Saturday, so I just went back and got it.
Because let's talk about how many things you've done. You ordered from Zappos. You kept some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Shorts.
You ordered from Belk.
Wait, yeah, Belk was shorts. Zappos.
Shirts and bathing suits.
It was two shirts, and the swimsuits didn't fit.
Target, you frequent at least once a week with a bag full of shirts.
I haven't been to Target in a long time.
And Kohl's.
I went to Kohl's. I got the swimsuits that I was getting from Zappos, I got from Kohl's because the Zappos didn't fit.
And TJ Maxx.
Yeah, and I got swimsuits at TJ Maxx.
So see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Well, I mean, now I'm good for the summer on swimsuits.
No, you're not.
But I didn't even go buy new flip-flops that I said I was going to buy.
Which you should have gone and gotten, more than you should have gotten. Not many men have five brand new bathing suits every summer.
Huh. Well, they should.
Don't. Well, they
should.
Don't.
Their asses should.
They don't. You know, the last time I bought a bathing suit was when we went to Vegas for spring break.
Okay, well, when's the last time you've gotten too fat for a bathing suit?
4 or 5 years ago. I'm just saying.
No, tell me that. When's the last time you've outgrown a bathing suit?
But, I mean, you have every size of bathing suit, every size of shirts, every size of jeans, every size of suits. Oh, my gosh. We could have a suit store with all the sizes.
Mm-hmm. And you'd still be gripe if we were making money off of it.
No, I wouldn't.
That's all you do. Nah. That's why people don't like you on this show.
I don't care.
People say you're mean.
People do like me.
No, you're mean.
No.
Okay, Jody, whatever.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.